Okay. Okay, so we're holding here in...
I see half of your head.
I'm sorry?
We see half of your head.
A little louder?
We see half of your head.
Okay, is this better or not? You know what? Let me try this. Is this better at all? Or... I see everybody. Okay. Good. So we were holding from last week about the Inyan of Sheifa, and the Nakuda, the central Nakuda that we saw over there was that the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah is to try and to be Me'oir Rachmim Dafka with the Anhagis of Din. In other words, his point was that a person needed to, on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Midas Adin, no matter what. And you can't just ask for Rachmim. It has to be Rachmim that will have a Mahalach. Are we?
Yeah, we're connected.
Yeah. Okay, I hear you. So a mahalach that is dafka through midas hadin. That's the inyan that he said over here. Now he's going to go on amud taf alef a little bit more specific. So he had given one example. He threw out that what's a type of what's a type of rachmim that can go through mahalchim of din is mida keneged mida. If a person himself is noyeg b'mida keneged mida, so it stands as a midas hadin that they should be noyeg with him mida lifting mishros hadin. So mavel midosav was an example that he gave. Now he's going to explain and not so explain really what's the inyan of tkiyas shofar. So his point was tkiyas shofar is going to be a type of mitzvah that's going to be me'oir rachmim within the context of mahalchei din. So he says, u'miklal zeh mitzvah zu tkiyas shofar she'nistavo yisrael lius mamshir le'mahag berachmim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just 1 minute, it's somebody's on the road. Hello? Ani b'emtza Skype shir? Hakol b'seder? Okay, bye. Okay, the tkiyas shofar also has a mamshich lios hanhaga berachmim, but it has to go through din. That's where we got up to last time. Ve'omnam prato inyan hayachas asher tkiyas shofar mishachas rachmim. But what does tkiyas shofar have in common? I understand that mavel midosav is a very simple example of, you know, din taking. So the Ramchal here is not so forthcoming, and he says the following: Hayachas that tkiyas shofar mishachas rachmim tolui b'shroshei hanhaga v'yisei deseha. It's tolui in the shroshim of hanhaga. Kifi hadvarim hamitim shala v'akavona b'ze be'emes le'oyer avoy sa'olam mischazik b'schusam, and akavona is me'oyer the avoy sa'olam to mischazik b'schus. Le'oyer es harachmim ulefayes midas adin lahagba toiv ala ra lichpas kochas ara v'litla kochas makatrigim ולזכר משהים שתם משהו ולברכו מרמוסו להניק בשליחס יחודי ולב על פשע. So he includes the Ramchal a whole bunch of things, all of them that are very, very good things. But what's the kesha? He says, it's tolu in the shroshe and hoge, it's l'oirer ovas ha'oilam, this chazik b'schusam, l'oirer sarach m'lfayis midas adin, להגבה טוב על הרע, לכפו יזכר חסר רע, ולא תכר חמר מקטריגים, לסכם שישתם שלנו ברוך הוא מרמוסוי, להניג בשליט את זכות ועל פשע. A whole run-on sentence of wonderful עניין, but doesn't give us any real clue as to what we're talking about. So let's try to be oimid kefir kain a little bit on nekudas that he's talking about. The first point and the last point. First of all, he says, "Tolu b'shrosh ad hagavisa deseha." That's a very key point that he's making. he's saying, as opposed to Mavel Midoysov, which is a simple example within the context of the world, that if a person acts lefnei Rosh Hashanah in midas on a chaveray, Kadosh Baruch Hu acts lefnei Rosh Hashanah with midas iklap with him. This is something that is a much more sheirish dike inyan. Kefi hadvarim ha'mitim shelo, kefi hadvarim ha'mitim shelo, kefi the emes of it. What is he referring to? What does he mean here? So, I think what he means here is as follows. The Ramchal's Yesod, the Ramchal's Mahalach of the Sheirish of the world is that there are two Hanhagas in the world. There's Hanhag of Yichud, which is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a Sheirish that was there before Bryas Olam. And it's a hanhaga that was there before Bryas Olam, and it's a hanhaga that will be there after Kichlos Hakol, Levada Yimloch Neira. At the end of all time, there will be a hanhaga where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself and only himself, and Lemaisa, the middle is the Olam of Mishpat and so on. So, in the bubble that we live, our life starts with Mishpat and it ends with Mishpat. But that's a bubble we live in. That's not the true picture of the entirety of the Metzius. The entirety of Metzius is there was something before and there's something afterwards. And this whole Inyan that there's Mishpat and there's an hug of Mishpat is only there as a chetimtza to give us what he really wants. So let's draw the framework. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most sheirishtik midah in creating the world was a desire of chesed, a desire to do good and to be meitiv. Now, instantly, so to speak, since the greatest hatava is that we earn our own way, and that we're accountable for everything we do. So that Ratzin for Chesed immediately established a Mahalach of Din, and that Mahalach of Din is what we're aware of. Once that Mahalach of Din has done what it needed to do, and the world comes and becomes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it for, that Hanhag of Din comes its own end. So there's a mokoim. So if a person focuses himself on that type of Hanhaga where there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on, that becomes a way of overcoming Midas Hadin. That's not veering from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Let's give a mashal, and we'll see if we can do it. Imagine, let's say a boy is a lazy good for nothing, and his father decides, you know, start a mahalach. I'm going to make sure that he knows why it's important to have a job, do some work. So he stops feeding him. So no breakfast, no lunch, no supper, no breakfast, no lunch, no supper. And the poor kid is really, really pressed hard. So he can now use the following tact. He can say, listen, I don't know how you can be so cruel and so mean, and you must have flunked dad school, and you have no idea of how to be a mensch, and you know, you've got this crazy work ethic that I don't know what it's all about. That's a taina, that a child can taina. One might appreciate that it's not going to get him too far. The father may not know how to be a dad, and it may get him a meal. But there's another taina. The kid can say, you know, I've been 2 days without food, it hurts, I know what you mean now, and I understand. Emet Hashem, tomorrow morning, I'm working, I'm getting a job, and no freeloading anymore. If it's said sincerely, then the father will give him supper, because the arrangement wasn't be'etzem that he should have to earn his keep. The father just wants him to be a person who earns his keep, and therefore, if it's clear to him that he's holding there, so just like if your son is a very industrious person, he works hard and doesn't have any mazel that day, there's no work, he's not going to starve him for kept. He wants the toiv. In other words, another way of satisfying midas hadin is the herring where din came from and where it's supposed to go to. So when a person stells suited after rotzen for yichud, then a person in a certain sense is also, it's not in contradiction to midas hadin, because he deheres midas hadin as having a tachlis also, and that tachlis is fatava. So he says the tkiyah shayfa is something that is me'orer an original nekuda. So he says, first of all, he says toli b'shrosha and hagvisa deseha. So the yachas to tkiyah shayfa with Ramshach's rachmim has to do with a very, very shayrishtik inyan, and it's yisaydus, which is a remez. Not a remiss, he's referring to what we spoke about, the inyan that the anhaga of yichud and anhaga of mishpat, which is, it predates anhaga of mishpat, which is there only to establish the yichud in a certain way. Kefi advarim hamitim shalom, kefi it's be'emes tekesharish. Vakavona beze be'emes le'oirer avos ha'olam ischazik b'schusam. So one Indian that he speaks about is being Ma'ir of Asylum. He's coming off the Zoya. The Zoya Kaddish talks about each set of Tkiyas being Ma'ir a different one of the others. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and so on. Each one is this Ma'ir from a different... 1 second. So we lost the connection. Are we connected?
It looks like we're connected, but I don't know, for some reason, just like.
Okay, I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can talk and say that. So the inyan of, so the person by being oimed, he says over here, he says the tachlis is to be me'orer the others. So he's referring to the Zoya HaKadosh, which says that each set of tkiyas is me'orer a different one of the three others, and therefore it's me'orer rachmim. In a deeper oifin, it means that the ones who started the sheirish of yichud, the ones that brought that sheirish in the Klai Yisrael, were the others. And whenever we're tapping into the schus others, we're tapping into the sheirish of Klai Yisrael. So it says, Olefayis midas hadin, lehagba toiv al hara, velichpo es koichas harov lakoyam kat. Now, there's another nekuda in the oifin of sheifa. Sheifa is something by its nature that is me'ora zichronos. Shefa awakens nekudas that were dormant, even in a most pashat sense. When a person is sleeping, his entire self is dormant, and then shefa wakes you from that. Shefa jars your memory. It's zichronos is the one that's most linked to shayfris. So there's a certain element of digging down to the deepest shayrish. So our shayrish is the obvious. The Akadosh Baruch Hu shayrish and Haggis are those in yonim of rachmim, and therefore sufayis midas hadin. he adds two more things, which he speaks about in another place. The Ramchal, when he speaks in the Maima Chachma, actually the back part of Maima Chachma, so he says, he also says the schoolus of Shaifa, but he says it very differently, and what he says over there seems to be what is being meramez over here. In other words, over here he seems to be giving Rashi Prakim, the things that explains other places, and part of it explains here. I'll read it very briefly. He says, "Bitkiose lemata v'koyach shosha lemala, v'lehachzik hatoy v'lichpois hara." He says, in the struggle from Brias Ha'olam onwards, you had a different kufis in the relationship of koyach hatoy v'koyach hara. He says, after the chet, Toiv became this Arvin Ra v'nichbash tachtov. In other words, Ra has the upper hand. We can all testify that that's the stronger two koiches. Bizman matn teira yotza toiv mitoicha Ra v'niskabe v'shalat. However, he says it wasn't able to conquer it. But the one thing that happened was v'nishar hara nifrad mimenu oimei v'fnei atzmoi. The one thing that Matan Torah accomplished was a hiporid nolai, a pirud between toiv and ra. Ach lasid lovay hine yishtalim atikun hazeh. Lasid lovay, this tikun will be yishtalim, v'toy yichvach esara ligamri v'toyv shal tevadei. So the way he portrays it, so he says, "V'omnom, hachizuk ha'echot shnasa l'toiv nasa de ha'shefer matan teira, v'inyin v'yikol ha'shefer, v'ashlomas ha'tikun lasid lova shatera tzitzor gomu, gam hu yaldei shefer, v'inyin yitoka b'shefer gadol." Okay, l'fish ha'tikun hazeh is going to be gomu ha'shefer matan teira nikol shefer gadol. So he says over there the following. He says, there were two, the Ra of the world happened when the Chet of Adam Arishin, the first tikkun at Matan Torah happened through Tkiyas Shofar. That's a tikkun lemiktsas in that the tarovus of Tov v'Ra became nisparid. It's something which lies in the etzem etzias of Torah, that Torah is mafchin between Tov v'Ra. It gives us the kalim sichliim to distinguish between what's good and what's bad. And the final tikkun will be again with the Shofar. This time it's called Shofar Gadol, Lasid Lavi. And he says the Tkiyas Shofar Rosh Hashanah is mechazik the tikkun matan Torah, and it precedes the tikkun lasid lavi. That's what he says in a nutshell. So basically, what he's saying is that the tikkun of the bria was made through Shofaris. Shofar is that which brought us the first toiv, and Shofar will bring us the final toiv, and Rosh Hashanah is koilel both in yam. That's what he says. Let's try to explain it a little bit so we understand it. And this is, it's very clear to me that Ramchal means this over here. Ulehagbir atov al hara v'lichpa is koich hasara v'litl koich ma'mekatrigim is pretty much what he's saying here. You can't understand it otherwise. But let's try to understand a little bit what he means over here. I guess the main point I'd like to understand is through Shofar? Why is it Shofar Dafka? So I'd like to try to understand as follows. There's a Lashon Chazal that says, it's a Chazal on Has Kol Basa Hashem Ner Mimoin Kotshei, that the whole Bria should become silent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has awakened himself, Kaviyachol, B'moyin Kotshei. So Chazal say the word ne'er, they use it a little bit different, not awakened, but nin'ar, to shake off. So it says a muscle like a tarnagolas, like a tarnagol that is in mud, and then it shakes itself off, and all of a sudden it's clean again. That's it's a mashal kaviyachol, you know, of a certain oifin of tshuva and so on. So I think the nekuda that it's pointing at is a person has in himself different ritzoinus. A person has himself different inyanim. When toiv and ra are mixed together, I'm never sure if I'm a good person who wants bad things or a bad person who has sentiments and wants some good things. The fact that I can be very nasty to other people, but then give a lot of tzedakah for other things, is the pshat iboilu. Am I a kind person, but sometimes my temper gets better than me, or somebody irritates me? Well, the pshat is I'm a pretty mean person, but everybody has a pintle yid, so you know, it's sort of it's coming out here, there. I have something in me. A person has in himself hagashas of kedusha, and a person has in himself fantasies of taiva. Iboiluhu, who am I? What am I? So when Ra became mixed with toiv, then that tremendous choshech in the bria crept into the bria. And the worst possible scenario is, because imagine a person, somebody who's kulei ra chas v'shalom, he's kulei ra, it's very clear, and there's nothing but to keep him, the best we could do is just keep him away from everybody and anything. A person who has toiv and ra mixed in, so by pushing the ra and keeping it away, I'm keeping the toiv also away. Whatever toiv is there is not going to find its mukum, and we're going to be missing that toiv. And without separating the toiv and the ra, we're going to have a real problem. Just like, so imagine when a person let's say a pampered person. Person is pampered. He has a lot of luxuries that he needs, likes, wants, and so forth. And then somebody comes running with a gun chasing him. That person forgets about everything but his hide, and he runs. He forgets about that he has to put on this type of shoe and this type of tie and this and that and the other thing. He runs for dear life, and the only thing he stops to do is something that he must do. If he has to jump over a rock, he'll jump over the rock. But anything else is not going to disturb him. The koyach of being mena'er somebody, to awaken and to shake off, is very similar. In other words, when a person is sleeping, I look at him, I don't see any chias, because he's covered, so to speak, with a blanket, literally and metaphorically, a blanket of shena. There's chavle shena around him. As soon as there's a near, as soon as I shake the person up, let's use a term that's used in contemporary psychology. They use a term called intervention. If you take a person who is lo aleinu, addicted to something, and the biggest problem is the person is not moida, the person doesn't want to do anything about it, the person doesn't, you know, whatever it is, he's buried in it and doesn't want to help himself, can't help himself, whatever it is. And one of the techniques, very very powerful and kind of dangerous also, is people intervene and they shake him up. You know, whatever it is, is everyone comes around him and says, "This is it. It's over with." So what we're hoping is that the things that are core to the person will stay. The things that had the dust and the mud that sort of gathered up, given a good shaking, the person will remain, and the earth, the dust will go off. That's the pu'ula of near, of Hashem near b'moyin kasher. So shayfa is the element that by being mena'er, the person, it just like even in the civil mashal, if Shefa caused a person to tremble and to remember Yom HaDin, when we remember Yom HaDin, the Narishkeit can fall off, and whatever it is core remains. So in the big picture, the Lasid Lavi is where the world is kulay toiv, where the world is kulay in the mitzias it should be. The process started Matan Torah, where at least we understood Ra'an Toiv. The first step in reaching this process is the hearing what's me and what's the dirt that's piled up. Then and the second step is shaking it off. So the niur, the maisa niur, that happens, the maisa niur that happens in Shefa is the one, like he says over here. This is where you have the toiv being able to shake itself loose of the ra. That happened with Tkiya Shefa of Matan Torah, and the nitzachin over ra when a person puts ra in its place and remains just with the toiv. So he says over here. He says so. V'lichpo is koyachas hara. L'hagba toiv l'avichot koyachas hara. That's exactly what he's referring to there. V'lito l'koyach ma'mekatrigim. Oleiskaven sheishtamish anbrachum ermusoi. L'hanig b'shlitas yichudei v'lav al pesha. So the kavana is that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reinstill that haga of yichud and lav al pesha. Let's talk a little bit about this, and I want to try to understand it in, I guess, realistic terms, in terms of a person as avoda. We're saying like this. We're saying that our hope is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu go back to an hug of only HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and in that matzav, everything's misukin. And B'med does no ra, and we don't have to suffer any punishment. Everything's very, very good. That's good. It's not so simple that a person can do it. Let's take a dogma. Gemara says that Elazar ben Derdaya was born every zayin in the world, and then he was nesar to tshuva, and he did a tremendous, tremendous hesiris, and it says, you know, nobody wanted to help him. Go up bebechi until yotze nishmasi. And Baslo came out and said, "Ashrecha, Reb Elazar ben Derdaya, shat mezum chayim haba." So Reb Futna explains, why did he die? What happened? So Pasha's people learned that he was so upset, and it was mitzad charata. Reb Futna has a much deeper knach. He says that a person can have a koyach harotzen. If a person's koyach harotzen is so enmeshed in something else, that if you move it, the person dies because I took out something very vital. Rachmana Litzlan, I knew somebody, a mother of one of our younger light, she passed away a few years ago. She had a growth on her heart. And the doctor said, I can remove the growth, but then the heart's gone. The growth has become part of the wall of the heart, and if I take it out, there's no heart. So when a person's ritzoinus, just like Rachmana Litzlan, a person who is addicted, if withdrawal symptoms are extremely painful. I was in the hospital once with, I think it was my mother, but, you know, whatever she had, but next, in the room next, there was somebody withdrawing from drugs, and it was a horribly painful scene. It really, really was very, very difficult, very, very traumatic experience, and because that had become part of the person's mitzias, and being able to be misnotic from that mitzias is incredibly difficult. So when we say we want that anhaga, could we survive it? Could we survive it? I always told the Bachrim, you know, you say Harachman Yachalina Yom Shakula Shabbos and Nukhayalamim. A 3-day yontiv takes if the 3 days yontiv, you just don't feel like living anymore. It's like you can't handle 3 days yontiv. So what do you mean yom shekula shabbos nuchayim lomim? He's asking it's like an eternal yontiv. And for us, without chulin, without doing chulinika things, we're not holding there. We're very attached to our physical selves. It's not something that a person can easily remove himself from. I always think of a dugma. I was in hospital in 1980 in Israel. It was pneumonia and with hepatitis, whatever it was. I was there for a week. I had very high temperature, and I had an IV line. I had no my nutritious needs were taken care of by the IV line. I had very high temperature. I didn't feel like eating, but I was halishing to eat. Not because my stomach wanted food, but to sip a coffee is a type of tainug that's part of my metzias. Without sipping a coffee or eating a piece of bread, you're missing something. It's not easy to. We don't want to be malachim. We can't handle being malachim all the time because we're not. It's not a question only of taiva. It's a question of how much raz mu'urav. So that a person have a she'ifa for the sanhog of yichud is an extraordinary she'ifa. It's something which it's not just saying okay, everything should be good. But basically, when you're asking for something that's all good for you and everything you want, what are you asking? The answer is it's a change in a person. It's a certain shaking off of the ra. It's like the mashal, somebody who isn't born learning. Either he's not born to that type of family, or he's not born to, or he just has the. And there's a tkufa when you drag the person kicking and screaming to do what's right. And then there's a point where he wants it intently, but it's not easy for him, and he struggles with making it happen. That's where we're holding. In other words, from the hakara of what's right to the ability to get rid, to shake off all the dirt. If a person spent X amount of years doing what he shouldn't or not doing what he should, the dirt is caked in him. Doesn't go off so easily. Being makir in the toiv is sort of like a leverage. So once I'm holding on tight, I can begin the process of shaking it off. So the she'ifa of tkiyah shayfa, the pool of tkiyah shayfa, is to get rid of that to bring us back or forward to the matz of Yehudai. V'lav al pesha, v'chol zay de mitzvah zayis, k'shetischabe imo tshuvasam sh'yisrael k'roi. So it requires tshuva, but the way we're explaining it requires tshuva of a lot of a different caliber than the normal tshuva. It's not just averis that you read misakin. It's a change, just like when you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change the metzias of the world, that it should be a hagah that's kulay toiv, kulay kodesh. We're talking about an entirely new metzias. Let's give an example of how it would play out in the world. Chazal say that if there wouldn't be Yetzer Hara, people wouldn't get married, and the Lashon and Avos Reb Nosson is there would be no Masa Matan. If everybody would be mistapik bemuot, so people wouldn't want to run a business. People wouldn't want to. Why would I kill myself and work days and nights? It's enough. Now I have no sheifis. Now I'm not going to build anything, do anything, and so on and so forth. To sit and to do things because it's the right thing to do. If everybody who works not in credit, but a person works whatever second thing, this person it bags groceries and this person it fits shoes, this and that. If wanting money wouldn't be a motive, how many people could do that with such vacas because it's a good thing, a right thing? There's a reason why communist Russia fell apart, why Soviet Union fell apart, because it's an hugger that you had the pole opposite, you had an Ummah that's coolly built on Geneva and corruption, trying to accomplish work l'shem shemayim. That combination is a great combination. It means that a person is shayev, to becoming a different type of person, and it's at least shaykh to it. It was shaykh to it because now shayrish is like that. So let's recap what he's saying here. So he's saying an awful lot over here. Shefa is a chetimtze for being mavir Akadosh Baruch Hu for midas adin to mizrachmin. That's what it says. Chazal say Akadosh Baruch Hu is oimid from kisei din and goes to yisrachmin. The oifen that has to be done is unique on Rosh Hashanah in that it's not enough just to evoke rachmin. The marshal we gave of a kid saying to his father, you know, I'm hungry, I'm starving, how can you not have rachmanas on me? It has to be something which goes to the heart of the taina of midas hadin. In other words, we have to grab midas hadin and go with the flow of midas hadin. So one echetimtzi is if we set different standards, like mavel midosav, but the second, the more deeper one is, if we deher that midas hadin is simply a chetimtza for that anhog of yichud. That anhog of mishpat is only a stepping stone for that anhog. So we're being me'oir that kavana. We're being me'oir the kavana that ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want a world that's run full of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's no mokum for chet, and din is over with, and so on and so forth. It requires, it's a she'ifa kap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in order for it to be genuine, that we're satisfying midas hadin, it needs to be a genuine shifa mitzad the person, that the person would like be'emes to see a world where where everything works with enoid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are yomim. It's fascinating. On the one hand, we look forward for Yemos HaMashiach. On the other hand, it says Yom HaShein Bem Chayfetz. Right now, for us, it's hard to imagine a world where we get no feedback. Everything is done already. It's just like, you know, when kids in school, when they've already been tested for, in Eretz Yisrael, for Yeshiva Ketana, they used to have this problem. The kids, once they passed the test for Yeshiva Ketana, the next month in Yeshiva was in Cheder was a waste. And same thing in Yeshiva Ketana Yishtolo. I mean, once I got into Yishtolo, I want to, and Yeshiva Ketana, I want to. What am I sitting? I mean, what's the pressure? It's a Malach HaVeda that we possibly would not do well. But at least if we shayif it, we satisfy midas hadin that we got out of it what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us. The whole mahalach of din and mishpat is a chetimtza to drive us to a certain point, to wanting and to becoming part of that hanhog of yichud. If we can say it, that's what it says. If we express it through shayfa, having had a type of tshuva that's shayach to it, then you have that accomplishment. Any questions?
Is the rutzen for masamato, or yeah, to get married?
Yeah.
Is that the etzem of? Is that etzem a good rutzen or it's a bad rutzen?
Let me give you the mussel. The same mussel we gave before about when the heart has a tumor taking the place of the wall of the heart. It must have something there. Something is needed there. So someone's asked me, is it good that the tumor is there or not? Well, I need something there, but unfortunately it's something that has that's being moiled around its own right. Today, since we don't do well Hashem Shemayim in most activities, we need the stimulant of money to make us work hard. So it's a necessity. The way things are set up now, that's why anybody who's done any public activities, having an organization, anything that's totally voluntary is not ever going to work well. It's horrendous. It falls apart because nobody has that sense of achrayus, unless there's some obligation. It's a combination usually of having achrayus and for money and doing voluntaries. So to answer your question, it's a necessary evil that the reason why we do what we need to do to make society run is because of greed. But without that, the consequence is much worse. The consequence is a society that, you know, if there wouldn't be physical taiva, and somebody would tell you, I want to introduce you to a very fine person, and it means that for the next 100 years you're going to support them financially, all support. You will bring children to the world and support them. You will take care of their emotional needs and their ups and the downs and this and that and everything and so on and so forth. And zel, mazel tov. We couldn't do that unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, introduced another element. And that's the necessary for the world to run now. And that's why people are at their most appealing look at the age of marriage. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, so that the world would get married, so that they would have children, they would have families, and so on. So, when you ask me if it's good or not good, it's good, but ultimately it leads to its own problems, because it's a koyach that's not be'etzim a koyach that's toiv. Taiva is a necessity, but it's not a koyach that's toiv. When it could be the same shemayim, it'll be different. Yeah. Do you mind telling me your name, so I'll get familiar? I'm sorry.
I'm from the past, but it's last week, Ella Jacobson.
Yeah, okay.
He said in Shia that nowadays the belt is in a matzah that we're tzafoni, but the Yetzirah is because it's tzafoni, it's softened by body.
Right.
So does that mean that the talus that we had from the Shafer by Sinai has been undone? The way he described it,
that was the opposite of what that accomplished. At Matan Torah, there was certainly a delineation. In other words, Torah itself is a kli to be mafchin between Toiv and Ra in a very definitive way. It maybe came covered over, but the lines were drawn. And that's not undone. We have koyach. Torah is a koyach that gives a person the ability. It's a tire tavlin. Many elements of it have given us this havchana, and it's not going back again. It receded. It says v'ani amarti himatem of the elyon kulchem ochen karam temusu. They were supposed to be without misa, and misa came back chata egel. So chata egel. Covered over the line, but the line is still there. It's just like, when you have something that's covered with sand or whatever, but once you have the line there, you can take away the sand and you still have it. So today it's become blurred, but it's still mitzad the sheirish of Torah, you have a kli to be mafrim to Torah even rah. Right.
First of all, what's it going on? And what's the point of it in relation to Malchus?
So, the Lechura in the Nusach HaBracha, it could be referring back to V'tayel Ben Lavtcha Be'emes. Maybe that's what it's referring back to. It's hard because, we have the standard sections, then we have this added on. On Yom Kippur you have that the Mochlan and so on. So, but over there there's a tefillah for Kapara, so it makes sense. Pashtus, this is going back to the general bakashas that we have on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur of tefillah. I have a matzah here. So we would say over here, let's think of what we have before. We have loich makol kulu chaydech of inasim and so forth. One. So a tefillah for tikkun olam. Then we have the standard tefillah of kachenus that says anachem secha sabein tevecha zachen shor secha v'tayr lebein alavtcha b'emes. Now we have kiyato lekim emes v'chem zkayim lad. So, Iboy Lahu, is Kiato Lekim Emes Vacham Skaim Lad specific to Vitaile Beil of Emes or Kachin Sech 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 Sech, which would be kind of strange, or it's going back to the beginning, which is the Mlecha Kololum Kulubuk Vaidecha. I'm not sure. I don't have a clear marker where it's going back on. In Yom Kippur Lumaseh, where you're being, where part of the tefillah is to be Meichon Seleach, there I understand much better. So my assumption would be, in making it parallel to Yom Kippur, that this is going back to the beginning. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mezgala to the world and so on. So my hagosha would be that this is what the tefillah is. The litmus test for emes is, does it last forever or not? Anything, the famous word that everybody says over my yonis hamechazva is, if a Mayan stops running even once in 70 years, it's called a Mayan Amechazev, it's not called Mayim Chayim. Anything that will, is a person, if I say this person is a patient person, well, if I can never wear him down, then he's patient. If it comes to a stop at some point, then he acted. In other words, when I ask myself, is this your real personality or not, what I mean, which is there temporary and which is there forever? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's as Bayri Olam and being Delekim Emes, it requires the reconstituting of Malchus Shemayim is in line with our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes. It can't be that it came to pass. It's just a tkufa of keser, but it's a tkufa where it's hidden. But when we talk about bringing the world back to where it is, it means it's there all the time. It is, like we said before, there's the earth or the dust that's sort of covering it, and we're miming that it's there. So the tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is not a tefillah for a new tkufa, it's a tefillah to be megala the emes that we know to be be'etzim and pnimi. I think that's the flavor of the bakasha. Okay, so a good yotzei. So I guess we won't meet again. I mean, next week will be about some gedalion this time. So after yon emetzim cheshvan, first Hashem, when we started this man. Okay, a good kibbutz yar. A good kibbutz yar. Okay.